Russian President Vladimir Putin is proposing sweeping political changes to help fight terrorism. More than 400 people have been killed in recent weeks in terrorist attacks in Russia. Putin says his proposals will unite the country against terror. Critics see some of his plans as a cold grab for more power, and some worry that what Putin wants will only inflame ethnic tensions, which are seen as a source of terrorist acts. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Moscow.
Putin's most significant proposals would dramatically change the way Russians elect their leaders. The Russian president said he should nominate governors for Russia's 89 regions and have them confirmed by regional legislatures. Right now, governors are elected by direct popular vote. Putin also proposed changing the way the lower house of the national parliament is selected. Now half the seats are reserved for candidates who run in local districts, and half are filled based on which parties are the most popular nationally. Putin would eliminate the individual candidates. Speaking on national television, the Russian president acknowledged the changes were extreme, but he said they were necessary to strengthen the unity of the country and to prevent future crises, such as the siege of a school earlier this month that left more than 300 people dead.
We have no right to forget that those who inspire, organize, and carry out terrorist acts seek to bring about a disintegration of the country, to break up the state, to ruin Russia. I am sure that the unity of the country is the main thing needed for victory over terror. And without such unity, it is impossible to reach that goal.
Pro-democracy activists quickly criticized Putin for blatantly trying to further consolidate his grip on power and said his proposals would do little to stop Chechen separatists thought to be behind recent terrorist attacks. Some observers warned that if the Kremlin starts appointing regional governors, it could inflame ethnic tensions in a range of hot spots. Political analyst Andrei Pienkovsky told Echo Moskvy Radio the idea of an ethnically united Soviet nation failed.
And what will it be now? A united Putin nation? A united KGB nation? A citizen of Russia does sound wonderful, but a Tartar will always consider himself a Tartar. If we want these people to live with us in one state, we have to be very careful about their national feelings.
But many Russians appear less concerned with protecting others' national feelings or their own democratic rights than with the fact that homes, schools, theaters, and the busy Moscow metro have all been targets of terrorist attacks. Pensioner Galina Yemelyanova, out for an evening stroll, put her hands in a circle to show what Putin's government should do to stop terrorism. They need to surround Chechnya, she says, and don't let anyone out of there. Whether Putin appointing regional governors will help stop terrorist acts, Galina doesn't know. But her husband Vyacheslav says that's not really the point. This is not just an issue of terrorism, he says. I think there will be just fewer opportunists. Right now, a lot of bad guys hold governorships, oligarchs, criminal money. This could provide a bit of protection. These ideas have been proposed and failed before. But some analysts say by bringing them up right after the horrific massacre of schoolchildren, Putin now may be in a better position to get his way. Emily Harris, NPR News, Moscow.